It's late at night, and you have a taste for some dick. Not just any dick, but something young, exciting. Something new. You have your suitors of the night, but you want it to be a little festive for the night, so you get ready and make your way down to the local cruise bar just to see who's there. It's a normal Wednesday night. Regular customers are there. You're a regular yourself. You say hi, but you know that you're both on the prowl. But you know that you're all on the prowl. You sit at the bar and you notice a boy down. You sit at the bar and you notice the boy looking at you down from where you're sitting. You both meet eyes. Your eyes both meet and smiles after that. He's a cutie. Short, from what you see. Thin, blonde hair. From what you can tell, blue eyes. Because they sparkled while the neon lights surrounded both of you. You leave your seat and sit next to him, ask him if he wants a drink, and he replied, of course. You get a fresh drink yourself and have polite small talk until you can feel his hand graze your knee. He says, you know, I was actually thinking of taking a smoke outside. What about you? You give him a devilish grin and you say, well, I'm actually parked in the back if you want to enjoy a cigarette there. It'll be more private. He agrees. You pay the tab and you both walk towards your car. Cock's already becoming hard. You both sit in the back. Perfect, because you have tinted windows. And immediately start kissing. His tongue feels so good wrapped around yours. His soft lips meeting yours. Everything about him was soft. His hands, when they go up and down your leg. His lips pressed against yours. His lips pressed against yours. Even his breath that moved across your skin, your neck, making you hornier. You whisper to him, you ask, what do you want? He replies immediately, your cock in my mouth. Normally, you don't go for twinks. A young looking boy on the thinner side, either androgynous or has feminine energy, our feminine body parts. Something soft and balanced. Something that's really not a man or a stereotypical man to you. You're used to getting your ass fucked. You're used to getting on your knees. So when this boy says he wants to pleasure you, you're taken aback, but you're also intrigued. He bends down and frees your cock from your pants. He starts with light flicks with his tongue on the tip of your cock. You start moaning immediately. His tongue, as it travels down your shaft to the base of your cock, being covered by his mouth, covering your cock like a blanket. And that's how it feels. So nice. So warm. So pleasurable. As he makes his way up and down your cock, first slow, and then gaining momentum. You tilt your head back and enjoy it. You put one of your hands in the small of his back, traveling down to his smooth ass. You can feel him adjusting so you can play with his asshole. The minute you stick one finger in, he gasps and starts moaning as he's sucking your cock. And that vibration, coupled with his slow, sensual sucks, and the sound of him slurping his spit in his mouth, because if he didn't, he would drool all over himself. You wouldn't call yourself well hung, but you did have a big cock. It was 7 to 8 inches, but that's not the point. The point is the fact that it is very thick. You can hear the boy start to choke a little, gag as you push your hips towards his mouth, using the same rhythm as he used, slurping your cock. All the while you're turning your finger in his asshole, making a tunnel of pleasure as you pop it in and out, in and out. You can feel his ass crack sweating. You use that moisture to work another finger in his ass. And you can tell he loves it. He's moaning, "Yes, Daddy." Something that you've never been called before. It makes you harder. It makes you stronger. And suddenly you're thrusting in his mouth so much, you're choking him. He's gagging. However, he is not lifting up his head. You match his moans, getting louder and louder through the safety of the car. You notice people going into their cars, stepping out of them. It was a place in the city that there was a lot of bars nearby. That made it even more exciting. Having people around you constantly while you're getting your cock sucked by this boy while finger fucking his asshole, being loud, naughty, all the while no one knows except for you and him. I guess the publicity of it made this boy way too excited, because you hear soft whimpers from him. You realize he just came in his pants. You imagine all that cum being on his boxer briefs in the front. Maybe, just maybe, leaving a stain. And having him walk out, go back in the bar with this cum stain on his pants. Showing it off unknowingly. Broadcasting that. Oh yes, he wants to get fucked. You can feel your balls tighten. Your ass cheeks clench. You're about to come. You ask him, where do you want this load? Where do you want this load that you want so much? Tell your daddy where you want this cum. He says, in my mouth. Or rather, it's muffled. Because your cock is filling his mouth. You brace yourself and open your legs wide and tells him, here it comes. And just like that, you spray all those ropes of cum in his mouth. He swallows all of it. Says, thank you, Daddy. He gets up, checks himself in the mirror, checks his pants. Fortunately, no stain. And just like that, he gives you a kiss on the cheek and gets out your car and walks back to the bar. At first, you think about cleaning yourself up and going back to the bar for round two with someone else, but you decide against it. You just came. It was amazing. And you tend not to get greedy. But that's the amazing part of gay sex. It's so anonymous. You drive back home, calm. You drive back home, calm, collected. But you think about him. You not only think about how amazing and majestic his mouth was, but his tight little asshole and smooth ass. And at that moment, you realize that you'll be back there tomorrow for round two, and hopefully he'll be there as well.